You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You will receive updates on Ashoka Mupo's condition. This is USA Radio News.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHEB. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Two different aspects of the economy were the focus of the President and Republicans' weekly radio addresses. Your senior correspondent, Jason Wirt.
President Obama delivered his weekly radio address from a factory in Indiana where a town hall meeting was scheduled with steelworkers. The President gave a little praise to the American worker for economic recovery and a lot of credit to himself and his administration.
It's a direct result of the American people's drive and determination and the decisions made by my administration. During the last decade, people thought the decline in American manufacturing was inevitable. But we chose to invest in the American auto industry and in American workers. Today, an auto industry that was flatlining 6 years ago is building and selling new cars at the fastest pace in 8 years.
The Republican response from House candidate Elise Stefanik included talking about the damage that Obamacare has done to small business in America.
Because of Obamacare, my family's small business had our coverage canceled.
I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Oklahoma University settled a lawsuit they were facing because of an unconstitutional speech code. Bob Kellogg has more.
Cameron University student Daniel Harper was told he could offend someone by passing out religious information on campus. David Hacker of Alliance Defending Freedom.
Daniel contacted Alliance Defending Freedom, and we immediately took action, filed suit against the university, and challenged its non-discrimination policy and its free speech policy as being unconstitutional.
Hacker says Cameron has since changed their speech policies to protect rather than prohibit free speech.
That really provides a lot of protection to students on campus to speak freely. They don't have to pre-register a lot of their speech. They don't have to get approval to do speech on campus.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
The search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 is on again. The airliner is believed to have crashed into the Indian Ocean in March with nearly 240 people on board. The Australian Transport Safety Board said the next phase of the search began today with the arrival of the Go Phoenix search vessel. Polls show a majority of Americans still consider the economy in bad shape, despite last week's reported drop in unemployment. On ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said people may not remember how bleak things were in 2008 and 2009. Lew said unemployment is only one of several indicators showing marked improvement to the economy, especially in the past 6 months. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're at about 56 degrees outside the studios now. Today looking mostly sunny, high near 71. Tonight clouding up, low in the low around 50, 51 degrees tonight. Tuesday, slight chance of showers during the day, otherwise cloudy with a high near 72. Tuesday night showers likely, mainly between 11 at night and 4 in the morning, otherwise cloudy with a low around 55. Slight chance of showers on Wednesday in the morning. After that, mostly sunny, high near 72. Clear on the overnight Wednesday night, low in the mid-40s. Sunny on Thursday, high in the mid-60s. Slight chance of rain Thursday night, 50% chance of rain on Friday. And hopefully all clear for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
The weather is brought to you by Bedard, Kurowicki & Company. In today's fast-paced, deadline-driven business climate, Bedard, Kurowicki & Company is known as the certified public accounting firm that takes the time to understand its clients. We believe that having a deep knowledge of our clients and their business is the foundation for providing value-added, proactive accounting, tax, and business services. Call us at 908-782-7900 or visit our website at www.bkc-cpa.com.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the table. Chef Bill here. Your host, executive chef here at Jake's in Flemington, getting together every Monday morning to chat about food, anything else that runs across our mind. Beautiful fall weather out there, and I guess tailgating season is in full swing now. Summer schedules are over, people have adjusted, and enjoying the nice fall weather. So whether you're actually present at a game, football game somewhere, or just getting together at the house to watch a game, tailgating is always fun. All that type of food, casual, things that could be nibbled and noshed over a period of time, three and a half hours. So if our vegetables A to Z are getting towards the end of the journey here in the alphabet, things are getting a little difficult, V, this week. Of course, it'd be very easy just to say vegetables. But there's a couple of things out there, and tending, it seems, toward the end to feature more of the fall vegetables, squashes come into play. Vidalia onion would be one, of course. We've done onions before, so, and they're a little late in the season for them anyway. Vegetable spaghetti, of course, is another name for spaghetti squash, which we've discussed on previous shows, and also vegetable marrow. A United Kingdom term refers to, some folks will say, well, it's just an overgrown zucchini or a zucchini that's past its prime. I know at the end of the season now, we've kind of switched away from that at the restaurant, getting into our fall vegetables now. But if there's some large ones, these are rather large and with the striped skin, so it looks almost like a watermelon, the green and the pale white. And can be prepared in all the ways that zucchini can. It's, you know, it's another type of it. And zucchini, you know, we've done that. Vegetable squash, the one that comes to mind, we call it a vegetable pear. And that's the chayote, otherwise known as a Christophine down in the islands in Jamaica, or a Merloton down in Louisiana. And pretty interesting. They look actually like a pear. They're smaller. They have a single seed. They don't have all the other many seeds that most squashes have. So easy to clean. The skin is edible, thinner, if you like. And usually a, you know, a half of one would be a good side dish, or you could do a main course. A lot of times the chayotes are stuffed, and there seems to be a few specialties, especially Louisiana and then in the Caribbean, where they will use these squash. The chayote is native to Central America in that area, so that's where you'd find the best recipes, I guess, for something like this. New Orleans, they also pickle the vegetable. They'll peel it, cut it into strips, and seems to be a regional specialty down there. So what do we do with these? We look, well, they're light green. They can even be paler than that. And as I say, they look like a pear, kind of bunched in together on the bottom. So to prepare these, we're going to cut them in half and steam them for a while. We're going to, especially for these stuffed ones, we're going to pre-cook them. And you take out the single seed and steam them, you know, 20, 25 minutes till the flesh is soft, and then let them cool off. And then you can scoop out the flesh. Of course, it's fairly cooked now. You want to leave at least a quarter inch around the skin. The skin's very thin, so it'll break easily. So it's better to scoop out a little bit less than scoop out too much and break them, because you want these to be a nice vehicle for a stuffing. Now, to make your stuffing, of course, you could make it just with the squash itself. Saute a little onion and garlic, and then the chopped flesh, and add a little milk. What you're going to do is the flesh, once it's chopped, you want to squeeze out some of the excess liquid. And then when you're cooking them, you can add a little bit of milk, so it's absorbed back into the flesh as you're cooking it. And then add some cheese or breadcrumbs for a basic stuffed squash. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple other things we can do with these chayotes, vegetable pears. Chef Bill's Table.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, back at the table here. So our vegetable pears, our chayotes, they say for a basic one, just a gratin, you could use Parmesan cheese. You could use Gruyere is a nice cheese to use for this. Used to serve even, you could, you know, again, substitute a fairly small zucchini if you like for this, but the chayote is a nice vehicle for this stuffing. So another way is to incorporate some meat into the stuffing. So besides your onion and garlic, you could use chopped meat and spice it up Jamaican style. Some of the cinnamon and maybe some hot spice in there. Sausage would be another one if you like sausage. Be a nice way to make a main dish out of the chayotes and cook the crumbled meat with the butter. And the same way, you're still going to add the flesh from the squash in there. Put a couple other vegetables if you like. And also as a vehicle, even a vegetarian one, if you wanted to just do like the last of the season's corn or maybe another squash, other vegetables diced up, and could make a nice vegetable side dish also. But with the meat, the same thing. Sauté the meat with the vegetables and the chopped flesh. You can add a little milk to loosen it up if you want. Let that absorb, that squeezed out flesh is going to absorb that back again. And again, pack the hollowed out chayotes, and 350 to 375 is fine. You can, of course, make these ahead and then bake them off later, which is kind of nice if you want to get your work done early. Dot with a little bit of butter and some breadcrumb on the top, and you could have a main dish one. The Merloton, as it's called in New Orleans, a lot of places down there use seafood, of course. You're on the Gulf there. Why not use the native product? And in this case, again, we would start with the what we call the Trinity. The chefs down there do the onions and celery and peppers would be your sautéed mixture. You have, of course, your cooked, chopped, squeezed out squash there to add in, and add some small shrimp or chopped shrimp and some nice blue crab meat. Now, you don't have to cook these as long, so I would get the vegetables fairly soft first and fold in the seafood towards the end. This one might call, you want to enrich it a little bit, some shrimp broth if you made some from the shells, or a little heavy cream, a little white wine if you like, put it in there. And then fold in, again, a little bit of breadcrumb. And putting cheese on top would be your choice. Some might want a little bit of cheese. Definitely dot it with a little bit of butter. Some restaurants would also even make a, kick it up and make a seafood sauce to go on top of these also. So a nice seafood stuffed vegetable pair would be, you know, something unusual. If you see these in the marketplace, just you stretch, get away from the usual things there. But nice little vehicle, especially if you're doing a buffet, to have the nice food in an edible container. So these squashes here, thinking again of the fall vegetables, we talked about roasting last week, and something else that happens this time of year, of course, baking. And the summer fruits, people bake pies, especially with all the festivals going on. Apples, of course, are the main fruit right now that people use. And also, I always think of the quick breads, and that could be a loaf or it could be a muffin. Oftentimes, quick breads, we associate those with these, I call them the fall flavors, fall spices. Whether you use, again, zucchini that's shredded up, carrots, pumpkin, even sweet potato. There's, of course, the cranberries that we think of. Nuts always come into play in some of these quick breads. And basically, quick breads are called that because that's what they are. They're quick, meaning they don't have to rise ahead of time. Your yeast breads, leavening for early on, that was your way to get bread to rise, with either yeast or if you had beaten egg in there, or even, you know, separating some whites. Get the heat to rise, and of course your yeast risen breads would use a stronger flour too. You want them to hold the structure. The quick breads, on the other hand, you don't want them to be tough. The structure is a lot more like making a cake. So you use all-purpose flour, and normally it calls for some kind of liquid, usually milk, some eggs, and then vegetable oil. Olive oil, if you like the flavor of that. And you can make these breads either sweet or savory. I think we often think of these breads as being only something more for breakfast. You know, at Mirror Lake Inn, our baker, we always had some quick breads out on the salad bar. We had, homemade rolls out there, but she would use up, vegetables, fruits, things like that. Every day we had some kind of different treat out there. Advantages, of course, leavened with baking powder and or baking soda. Chemical leavening, which, you know, came relatively late on the food scene. And once these items were manufactured, baking became a little bit easier. We have even flour called self-rising flour that has the baking powder in it, so it eliminates the need for keeping some on hand. Basically, what the baking powder does, it's a combination of an acid and a base, and all we do is add the liquid and a little heat, and it causes a chemical reaction that releases carbon dioxide. Just like when yeast feeds on sugar, it gives off carbon dioxide. So the leavening in this case happens as soon as the product hits the oven. We don't have to wait for the breads to rise. In fact, the closer to the time you mix them, that you bake them, the better it is. Most of the baking powder now is sold as double-acting baking powder, which means initially when you mix the ingredients, you're going to get a little bit of leavening or a little bit of rise. You'll see that, say, with a simple pancake batter. It starts to bubble a little bit. And then when the heat is applied, of course, you have the main reaction and you have the rising. Now, baking soda is only one half of this equation, and you'll see baking soda as an ingredient sometimes in these quick breads, only because you may have another acid ingredient in there. So you don't want too much acid or too much base. You want it to be balanced. So some recipes may call for baking powder and baking soda. Say if you have buttermilk or if you have sour cream, anything with an acid component to it. And therefore you balance it out just with the baking soda. You get your same reaction between the acid and the base. I can't stand her doing what she did before. Living like a gypsy queen in a fairy tale. So when we're mixing these, the other difference between the yeast breads and the quick breads are we don't want to overmix. We want a softer crumb, just like, again, making a cake or a muffin, and anything you can make into a loaf, you can make little muffins out of if you want individual ones. But I think the loaf is nice. Again, it's something you can slice. You can use these quick breads if you have some left. You know, something as simple as a banana or a cranberry or a date bread, applesauce bread. These also make a nice type of French toast. You could simply griddle them with melted butter, and I would melt whole butter for this so you get that little bit of browning. Or you can dip them in an egg wash. You don't want to soak them. French toast, normally with a yeast bread, you want to soak the bread for a little bit, get the custard all the way to the middle. Quick breads are more delicate. You just want to dip them, get that little bit of egg coating, and you've got a nice, especially if made with fruit, you've got a nice base for a real fancy French toast. And you may not even need much syrup with it because the bread's already sweetened. You'll see another component of these quick breads. Usually there's sugar in there, although you can make savory ones. We've got a break for news and weather here, but when we come back, we'll start with our simplest one, some beer bread, and then even maybe delve into a pizza crust that you can make without waiting for the yeast to rise. We'll be back at the table in a few minutes. Tumbles into the sea. That'll be the day I go back to Annandale. Tried to warn you about Chino and Daddy G. But I
this is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. As the Ebola patient in Dallas, said to be in critical condition, fights for his life, his family reports they are being ostracized by the local Liberian community, according to the Washington Post. Thomas Eric Duncan, the stricken man, traveled to Dallas from Liberia more than a week ago. Family members are questioning why Duncan has not been given any experimental Ebola treatments. The hospital is not commenting on how he is being treated. New York Senator Charles Schumer says airline passengers coming into the country need to be thoroughly screened for Ebola.
Screening and temperature taking of passengers who came from Ebola hotspots here in the United States. It's done right now in those West African countries, but it won't be as reliable as the screening done here.
He said Sunday that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should train agents to conduct screening on passengers arriving at U.S. airports from Ebola-affected countries. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Attention guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom. Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
The sometimes out-of-control pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong have quieted for now as many residents return to work this Monday.
but there are a few hundred demonstrators who remain camped out in the streets, vowing to keep up the pressure on government until officials show they are sincere in responding to their demands. Beijing officials insist on screening political candidates ahead of the upcoming elections in 2017. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been awarded today to three scientists for discovering the brain's positioning system. Ole Keen is a member of the selection committee.
This year's Nobel laureates have discovered key aspects of an advanced positioning system in the brain, an inner GPS, that makes it possible to know where we are and find our way.
American-British scientist John O'Keefe and Norwegian married couple May-Britt Mosier and Edvard Mosier were the award recipients. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Yesterday in Jerusalem, Palestinian terrorists assaulted a Jewish neighborhood on the Mount of Olives. USA correspondent Brian Schrauger has the story.
There is a Jewish neighborhood on the Mount of Olives that overlooks the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's called Ma'ala Hazatim. Nestled among a much larger Arab community, fireworks and projectiles thrown against Jewish family walls are common. But yesterday's attack was different. A mother who lives in Ma'ala Hazatim explains.
What made this extra serious was the fact that they looked at the children and aimed their weapon and fired it. We're talking about children from the ages of 5 and under. Their only crime is living on the Mount of Olives next to the world's oldest Jewish cemetery.
This evening in Ma'ala Hazatim, parents prepare themselves and their children for the holy day Yom Kippur, during which all Israel humbles itself, seeking reconciliation with God.
A National Park Service spokesman said Sunday the investigation into the fire at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania isn't over, and it may be weeks before officials determine the cause of the blaze that destroyed its headquarters. Mike Leitertz, a spokesman for the Park Service, says one thing that's known is that it wasn't an act of terrorism.
There were lots of questions in the rumor mill about what may have caused the fire, and we're pleased to be able to announce definitively that it was not arson or any other foul play.
And on this date in 1981, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat was shot to death by Islamic militants while reviewing a military parade. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Local weather at 100andchamberradio.com. Today, mostly sunny, high near 71. Looks like it's getting up toward lower 60s out there now, outside our studios anyway. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 51. Tuesday, slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high near 72. Tuesday night, showers likely mainly between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a low around 55. Wednesday, chance of showers early in the morning, clearing up, sunny for the rest of the day, high near 72. Clear on the overnight Wednesday night, low in the mid-40s. Sunny on Thursday, high near 66. Thursday night, again, slight chance of showers, low in the upper 40s. Fairly good chance of rain on Friday, but looking clear for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, back at the table here, Chef Bill, talking about our quick breads here. So when we're baking these quick breads, a couple things, because they are quick. You want to have your oven preheated to your 350, 360, whatever your recipe is calling for, 375. You don't want it too low. You want that heat to start that carbon dioxide bubbling there, get rising. So you'll have your pans prepared, which you would either spray with vegetable spray or with butter or shortening. Just get a grease the pans a little bit so you don't stick. Some people like to line the pan, at least on the bottom, with a little wax paper to make sure. If you ever have something like that stick, whether it's a cake or anything, if you've greased the pan, say, you know, you're letting it cool and now you want to get it out of the pan. You want to invert the cake or the bread onto a rack and it's giving a little bit of trouble. Normally, if you just warm up the pan a little bit over the burner, you don't want to, you know, scorch it, but you might want to use oven mitts for this unless your hands are conditioned like mine are. And just warm the product up a little bit and it should slide right out of the pan. You know, it means, you know, if it's gotten too cool, that maybe that shortening or butter, whatever you grease the pan with, is, you know, it's not letting go. So always try that first before you, if you try to dig it out with a knife, it usually ends up ruining the outside crust. So you have prepared pans, and normally these recipes are, the easiest one is a two-bowl method, and you get your dry ingredients measured into one bowl, and then you have your liquid ingredients in a second bowl. And with your dry ingredients, you want to, with a whisk, you want to mix these up pretty well. You want your baking powder and your soda, your salt, your sugar, any seasonings like that to be well mixed into the flour, because we're really not going to mix this too much after we add the wet ingredients. And then you have your eggs, your oil, whatever else liquid is in the other bowl. Add one to the other, and you want to mix gently and not too much. If you're using a stand mixer, you would use the paddle attachment. Don't use the whip. The dough hook's not going to do you much good because the dough will be too loose. The simple paddle attachment is fine, or, you know, the old timers would use a wooden spoon. If the batter is a little bit lumpy, it's not the end of the world. You want it fairly smooth. You just don't want to overwork the flour too much. You don't want that strong, the gluten, any gluten in the flour activated. This is why you use an all-purpose flour. You don't want to use really a high-gluten bread flour for this. It's just going to be a more tender product, and we're not looking for that same structure as in a yeast-raised bread. So once your mix is ready, then you want to get it right into the pans and into the oven. You can put the pans on another baking sheet if you like. Sometimes if you have two or three pans, it's easier to, if you have to turn them around, say your oven's not that even, puts a little bit of buffer on the bottom also, so you don't want to, you don't burn too much around the crust. So you have to bake it for a little while longer. So I usually put them on a pan. And also, if you've overfilled the pan, you want to go about two-thirds up the side of the pan. You're going to get some rising in there. You don't really want it to overflow. Ideally, it comes above the top and looks just like a regular loaf of bread. Now, checking for doneness, very simple. Just like with a cake, a long toothpick inserted, or if you have a skewer, right into the middle, and you look for the toothpick to come out clean. If there's any little bit of batter adhering to it, your bread's not done. If the top has gotten a little bit too brown, of course, just cut your temperature down and let it keep going until you get that result. You want that interior to not have any liquid left in it. You don't, I mean, brownies you like underdone, but not these quick breads. Yes, you'll get some carryover cooking, but really not enough to finish off an underdone product. And then some of the breads are brushed with butter about halfway through baking. And, of course, at the end, if you want that flavor and that nice tender top crust. One of the things you could do, actually, the simplest recipe for this beer bread. Probably everybody's made it. It's, if you have a bread machine, that's usually the one that, the recipe that you start with, like your starter bread, because you only have three ingredients in the bread. They call for the self-rising flour. If you don't have self-rising, then you have to add, you know, for every cup of flour, maybe a teaspoon of baking powder. But basically, for a 9x5 loaf, you've got 3 cups of self-rising flour, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and then 12 ounces of beer. It can be any kind, either a can or a bottle. You want it at room temperature. The beer is going to provide, of course, a little bit of carbon dioxide, its flavor. So you get a little bit of leavening from that. So you just mix these three together into your prepared loaf pan. You'll use a little bit of the butter for greasing the pan. You need about maybe 7 tablespoons in all unsalted butter. And you'll melt the rest of it. And when the loaf is about half done, you're going to brush the top of it with some melted butter. And then when it comes out of the oven, also some melted butter. Now, the beer bread is nice. It's a basic recipe, but if you want to add cheese to that, have a nice cheese or even some sautéed minced onion. You want a cheese and onion bread with the beer. These things would all go very well together. And again, don't use too bitter, not too hoppy a beer. In fact, probably the maltier the better. If you wanted to use stout or something along that line for an extreme, but you don't, just take an average, well-balanced beer for the spread. So with these quick breads, again, you don't have to make them always sweet. They can be savory. Cornbread, of course, is the other big one. And, of course, barbecue restaurants, a lot of them have cornbread offered anyway. And that could be done in a sheet pan if you want squares, but done in a loaf is very nice. And the nice thing about the cornbread, of course, some people add some actual corn to it instead of just the cornmeal. But that's another one where you can add some chilies, minced serranos or jalapenos. I'd like to cook them first, although you don't have to if you like that little bite in there. But cooking them first helps out. And have a nice chili cornbread. Again, cheese would go well with this. Usually the recipes call for half cornmeal and half regular flour. There's a lot of mixes out there, baking mixes. I think the Pennsylvania Dutch came up with them, centuries ago. And what it did was provide this convenient, portable mixture of the flour, the salt, the sugar, and the leavening. And then using that as your base, you could add other ingredients to it. Of course, your liquids and any fruit or vegetable, whether diced or pureed, nuts, anything else you want to put in there. It's well worth getting yourself a good master recipe together that you can just vary with the products that you have on hand. Get one for sweet and one for savory. And then no reason why, if you're got half an hour, 45 minutes before your meal, is that you can't have a nice fresh loaf of bread on the table. Irish soda bread is another version of this. It's like a big biscuit. Always nice. The Irish food, of course, that'll be coming up in a few months. But soda bread, scones kind of border on this also. But really for breads that you can slice, quick breads, whether it's a beer bread, a sweet bread, savory, or even an Irish soda bread, you can always have a nice little loaf of bread on the table. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi. This is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Back at the table here with our quick breads. And remember, with these quick breads, you can always toast them. My wife and I like to toast them sometimes, give them a little bit of crunch. Or, as we mentioned earlier, you can griddle them with a little melted butter and have a nice treat. So now, what else can we do with quick breads? Pizza comes to mind. Everybody likes pizza. Pizza is, after all, I guess you could consider it kind of an open-faced sandwich, if you will. Although New York style, of course, we fold them, make a folded pizza. So pizza, of course, you can make the dough with the yeast. And really, a lot of people, myself included, think, you know, the crust is really, I mean, it's a major part of it. Sometimes we in this country kind of overdo the toppings. They're too heavy, and really it should be about the dough, the crust, because the first pizzas were really probably just chickpea or some other kind of dried legume flour, maybe, you know, before wheat was being milled, and they were basically flatbreads. There was no yeast involved, and of course then once yeast got introduced, the nice thing about the yeast is that you not only get the leavening, and which is kind of odd because so many people like thin crust pizza. So if you want thin crust pizza, why do you have yeast? Well, the yeast over the 36 or 48 hours, which is usually a good time for pizza dough to rest, is that you develop these flavors. You have the yeast fermenting the sugars in the flour, and besides having your carbon dioxide produced, you have flavor. You've got a fermented product, which is going to give you another little subtle nuance there in the finished product. So barring that, we want something quick, and we're not looking for that conditioned dough flavor. We're actually looking for something more with the toppings and more convenience. This one I ran across years ago. It's actually, if you like to do pizzas on your grill, if you're still firing up the grill outside, this recipe works. It's almost like a tortilla recipe. And I remember the author using semolina flour, the pasta flour, nice golden yellow. Because again, you don't need the structure of the high gluten flour. You could use half semolina or half regular, but all semolina makes a pretty tasty crust. And simple to make, 2.5 cups of flour. You've got 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, and then around 1/4 cup of, you could use olive oil. This recipe actually called for melted shortening, believe it or not. I suppose you could use butter if you want, but the shortening, a little bit, you know, behaves a little bit differently than the olive oil. And then about 2/3 of a cup of water. You can do this in the food processor even. And I think the water could actually be a little bit warm. It doesn't have to be ice cold. And so you mix this dough together, and then you make your rounds or your squares, rectangles, ovals, whatever you like. You could roll it out with a rolling pin, and you've got a nice thin crust. Now, if you're baking them, of course, you'll put them on the dough on a stone or on a pan, and then put your toppings on. And if I was doing it, I would probably, since it's a softer dough, I would put the cheese first and then the sauce. Do it like the tomato pie. I know even for regular pizzas, it really does keep the crust a lot crisper. The sauce does not get absorbed in the crust. You only need a little bit. It just kind of cooks on top of the cheese. So it will keep your crust a little bit crisper, whether it's a, you know, yeast dough or a quick dough. And then put your other ingredients on there. Now, it's going to bake relatively quickly. You don't have to have the high heat like a brick or wood burning oven. The 450 or so is fine. If you're putting in ingredients, you want to use cooked ingredients on there, whether it's your meats, of course, should be cooked and crumbled. But if you're putting vegetables on there, especially mushrooms or something that have water in them, make sure you cook them first. You don't want too much liquid running out. Even spinach, see some places that will put raw spinach on, but really with this dough, you want to have everything cooked. Your melting cheese, fontina would be great. We like to use provolone, this kind of a little step beyond mozzarella. The fresh mozzarella in this case, if you were grilling the pizza, it'd be great. You want something that melts fairly quickly. Of course, goat cheese works well. So if you're grilling the pizzas, you have your rounds or whatever shape you're using. Have your grill on medium heat. Doesn't have to be that high. And you'll grill one side of the pizza first. And when that's firm, it's going to get a little toasty brown. This is what adds to the flavor also. And then turn it over. And as you're grilling the other side, this is when you put the ingredients on. So it becomes pretty important to have everything ready to go to place on the pizza after you turn it over. And then just the heat coming through the crust should be enough to warm up or melt the product that's going on top. Or you could just put the lid down or put a cover over the pizza. Only for, probably only take 30 seconds or so, and melt the cheese on top if you find it's not happening by the heat coming through the pizza. And so you've got either baked or grilled something that you can make the dough in literally a few minutes and use it right away. Probably take you more time to assemble your toppings and get them ready. But a quick bread pizza, especially on the grill, is the way to go. Well, we're wrapping up another hour, so enjoy your vegetables. Enjoy the chayote. Maybe a stuffed squash would be in the near future for a nice light meal. And remember your quick breads. Again, it's fall. The vegetables and fruits are all there. And, of course, there's always beer. Make yourself a beer and cheese bread or a nice quick grilled pizza. Chef Bill signing off. Don't forget Jake's, our nightly specials during the week. Monday prime rib, we've always had a special since we've opened 24 years. Tuesday is meatballs, homemade meatballs. Wednesday is king crab legs. Thursday is mussels and craft beers. Sunday, buck a shuck oysters. See you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. As the Ebola patient in Dallas, said to be in critical condition, fights for his life, his family reports they are being ostracized by the local Liberian community, according to the Washington Post. Thomas Eric Duncan, the stricken man, traveled to Dallas from Liberia more than a week ago. Family members are questioning why Duncan has not been given any experimental Ebola treatments. The hospital is not commenting on how he is being treated. New York Senator Charles Schumer says airline passengers coming into the country need to be thoroughly screened for Ebola.
Screening and temperature taking of passengers who came from Ebola hotspots here in the United States. It's done right now in those West African countries, but it won't be as reliable as the screening done here.
He said Sunday that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should train agents to conduct screening on passengers arriving at U.S. airports from Ebola-affected countries. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Attention, guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom. Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The worst flooding South Carolina has seen in years is going to get worse before it gets better. This resident says you can't beat Mother Nature.
No matter how hard you try, Mother Nature's going to do her thing.
Weather forecasters say the state could get another 3 inches of rain before the storm that set off flash flooding moves offshore this afternoon. The Coast Guard believes a cargo ship that went missing off the Bahamas last week has sunk. The El Faro had 28 Americans on board when it sent a distress call Thursday after sailing into Hurricane Joaquin. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton is tackling the issue of gun control. During a town hall meeting in New Hampshire this morning that aired on NBC's Today Show, the former Secretary of State began to lay out her plan to stop gun violence. It's going to be a busy 8 months for the Supreme Court. Over the next 8 months, the High Court may decide the fate of President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Stocks are opening higher to begin the week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all positive at the opening bell. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can...